Welcome back. It's 5:21 on your Friday afternoon. I'm Martin Daubney on GB News. Now, have you ever struggled to point out Estonia on a world map? Well, prisoners could soon be spending their sentences there from Britain. Government sources have revealed plans are being considered to transfer criminals to Estonian jails, which has been labelled as a solution to tackle Britain's rampant overcrowding prison crisis. Now, the Estonian Justice Minister revealed that a number of countries are interested in using their unused prison spaces. So, is this Labour's plan to tackle the crisis, and how effective would it actually be in practice? Well, we're now joined by the barrister and writer and great friend of the show, the superb Stephen Barrett. Stephen, always a delight to have you on the show. Let's start with the basic. Always a pleasure. Let's start with the basics. So, can this ever work? We've seen with Rwanda, not a single person was ever able to be flown out there because of all sorts of human rights issues, the ECHR. What chance a British inmate, let alone a foreign national, being sent to Estonia? Before we ascertain whether it's a good idea or not, is it practicable?
That is the most important point, and that's where I will focus, and I think all of us should really focus, because this government has inherited exactly the same legal system as the last government. Now, legal systems must be consistent, rules must be applied consistently, so the takeaway from that is that I don't see this Estonia plan working. I didn't see, and that's, I take no side against British governments. I told the last one that their Rwanda scheme would not work because they had not fixed the wiring. And I will tell this one that this Estonia scheme will not work because they have not fixed the wiring. Now, that comes with a very important caveat, Martin, because it is absolutely vital that the human rights lawyers do not stay silent, that the ECHR does not simply, you know, turn into tumbleweed. We cannot have a system where laws only apply to one type of government and not to the other type of government. That is a rule of law crisis. So if almost in a way, if this government got people to Estonia, that would be a far bigger problem than actually people being in Estonia. I hope that makes sense.
It does. And it brings me to my next question. We have 10,321 at the moment foreign prisoners in British jails. Now, a lot of these countries we already have returns deals with, or so we thought, yet still we have almost 1,500 Albanians in British nicks, 856 Polish, over 750 Romanians, 400 Lithuanians, 400 Jamaicans, 199 Nigerians, 300 Somalians. You get the picture. We already have a lot of people in our jails, which perhaps you could argue they should be back in their own jails. So before we even get to Estonia, why can't we get those people back to their countries? That's 10,000 places we could free up straight away, Stephen.
It absolutely is. And it goes back to a central problem that I like to highlight. And when I first started speaking in public, I'd often get a little criticism saying, oh, you're not this X type of lawyer. You're not X type of, you know, you don't do this little silo of practice. What's been going on for your listeners and viewers to understand is that in the last 30 years, we have produced masses of new laws, endless reams of law that all it's done is it's too much for any one person to understand. I mean, even I don't pretend to try and understand all of it, although in order to understand constitutional law, I try my best, because I think you must have a greater oversight of the entire system. The system is so fat with words, so big with law, that it's breaking in the same way, but in these different little silos. So what you talked about where there was the problem with extradition. So extradition law isn't functioning. We know that because there are 10,000 foreign prisoners who aren't being extradited. Planning law is also broken. We know that because we're not building any prisons, and we're told it costs a monstrous amount of money, a truly ridiculous amount of money. Martin, I'm reminded that there's a bit in I, Claudius, where they try and pull the wool over the Emperor Claudius's eyes and tell him that the new harbour Ostia is going to cost vast amounts of money. And he just has a real go at them and says, well, look, I got out the report for my Uncle Julius, and then you told him it would cost, you know. So we do have to look at these things, and it's law as a whole is breaking down. And if lawyers sit in little silos and just do their type of law, they're not going to notice. So, you know, it's that one who stands out, who actually can tell you, I think the whole thing is in danger of collapse.
OK, Stephen, that brings me on to the final chapter in today's farce, and that's Rwanda. How, in the name of all that's holy, can Rwanda be good enough for the Germans, legally, but it wasn't good enough for Sir Keir Starmer, a lawyer, a top lawyer, legally? Explain to me how Germany can make that work, and yet we couldn't. Help me make sense of the madness.
So we have built a far too complicated legal structure. And because we are good people who follow the rule of law, it constrains us. If it doesn't constrain this Starmer government, as I've said, that's a bigger problem. But it really ought to. And I want your viewers and listeners to think of a Gulliver in Lilliput. We are Gulliver, and we've used all these tiny little threads of laws to tie us down to the point where we can't stand up. Well, one day we are going to have to stand up. We're going to have to change all of these threads. And if we're going to, the legal system's going to survive at all, then we're going to need to change all of this stuff. But the problem is it constrains us. Our cousins on the continent have a totally different relationship with it. As we saw with the French, they don't care. They do it anyway. And the Germans don't care. They're going to do it anyway. I mean, the Germans caused a massive bun fight with the EU when they said, actually, our law's more powerful than yours. No, we'd never do that. And I'm not calling for cultural change in the United Kingdom. We are a rule of law country. Of course we are, and we follow rules. But what that means, if you are a rule of law country, is that you must have a system that works, and we don't. And we're still making masses of law, reams of it, Martin. 40 new bills are proposed, and they'll be massive. There'll be endless words, hundreds of pages, hundreds of new crimes with no prisons to put anyone in for them.
And Stephen, once again, at the moment, the bogeyman of the ECHR is being wheeled out as on call by the Conservative Party. Oh, we'll get out the ECHR. This will all change. Germany is in the ECHR. The French are. The Italians are. They seem to be able to send people to Albania. They can send people to Rwanda. The ECHR isn't the problem. You've been saying that since the beginning. It's growing a pair and actually applying our own law to get the job done, is it not?
Well, I can't pick. All I can do is say that there are two solutions to the ECHR. One is that you leave it. The other is that you ignore it. But if you stay in it and you follow everything it does, you are trapped and it runs your country and you don't. And that, you know, that's just, I mean, in people will say, oh, that's terribly politically controversial. Nonsense. That's not even a political position. I suppose there are three options. You can stay if you want to. If you want to leave, you can leave it. And if you want to stay in and have it work, you've got to ignore it like the French and the Germans and the Italians and everyone else. But you can't have our special British way. And we did invent this. And I mean, maybe it is. I will express a political position. I'm quite proud of the rule of law. You know, I like it. And I quite want a system that works. And if anybody wants my help, I can help them fix this system. You know, it's going to be like open heart surgery on a legal system. You're going to have to delete vast amounts of stuff without causing societal collapse. It's going to be quite tricky. But, you know, I would offer to help. I think others can help. But we are at the stage now where the legal system has simply trapped Gulliver, and we are lying on the shores of Lilliput, refusing to stand.
Stephen Barrett, it is Friday. Let's bring it down to a little bit of a bet and a little bit of a bet over a pint of beer. I used to bet anybody that came on the show a pint of beer, nobody will end up going to Rwanda, at least against their own will. Do you think any British prisoner of any nationality will end up going to Estonia? A pint of beer, I think no chance at all.
I'm not taking that bet. I don't think it'll go either. So I'd be a fool. I'm not losing a beer, particularly at the price Central London costs. It's too big a risk.
Stephen Barrett, always a delight to have you on. Thank you for your expertise and the great fun as well. Thank you very much, Stephen Barrett. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.